Driving north out of Dijon in southeastern France, the city quickly gives way to fields.
Cereals, rapeseed, winter wheat, barley.
I'm in a car with Bruno Chauvel, a botanist with the French National Institute for Agricultural Research, INRA. We're going 20 kilometers outside of town to look for an invasive plant. We're headed for a gravel quarry, which according to Chauvel has one of the northernmost populations of ragweed. He says it's surprising to see plants in flower at this time of year in mid-November, but it's been a mild autumn. We get out of the car parked on the side of a field. We pull on some rubber boots and head down a gravel path.
So this is ragweed.
There are lots of dried out ragweed plants.
If you want to do more beautiful plants, they are here.
One plant stands about 20 centimeters tall. Green, fern-like leaves come off the main stalk with tiny hairs on it. On top is a spear of seeds.
So you have the seeds, very special, with little spines. The seed is just beautiful, I think.
It may be beautiful, but it doesn't really belong here. Ragweed is native to North America. It showed up in Europe in the mid-19th century, probably mixed in with grain arriving from Canada or the United States. Chauvel says the plants in this particular spot might be descendants of seeds brought by American troops during the First World War. There was an American camp nearby during the war.
Just 2 kilometers from here. It was a hospital for horses. And they had certainly fodder.
And along with the fodder for the horses, there were certainly ragweed seeds. Ragweed grows well along the 45th parallel, which stretches just south of this part of France, also in Italy, the Balkans, and through Eastern Europe. Over the last century, the plant has taken hold, and over the years, it's become something of an indicator for climate change. Here in the gravel quarry is one of the most northern colonies of the plant in France. It's moving northwards, though. Rebecca Bilon works with Bruno Chauvel, and they regularly see new colonies.
Every year we go to different places in Côte d'Or, in the department, and we always discover more populations and more plants. New places where we didn't know there was ragweed.
Global warming explains this move. Ragweed survives when there are late frosts. It produces seeds very late in the year.
And if there is no frost, the plant can finish its cycle and then produce a lot of seeds. If there are early frost, the plant die and there is no seed production.
Right.
So for this reason, common ragweed is a very, very good marker of climate changes.
So it's a good marker and an invasive plant. But so what? Well, it turns out the big reason we're interested in ragweed, of course, is its effect on humans. It makes people sick. 15 to 20% of the French population is allergic to ragweed pollen, and even a small amount can provoke symptoms, sneezing, runny eyes, skin problems, even asthma. It can't kill you, but it's very unpleasant, and it costs a lot to the French healthcare system.
If there is no allergy problem, ragweed will be not an interesting invasive plant. The only problem is a health problem.
Bruno Chauvel and Rebecca Bilon are the co-directors of the Ragweed Observatory, which the French health minister founded 15 years ago after noticing skyrocketing costs in the Rhone Alps region, south of Dijon. The first allergies were recorded there in the 1960s. The plant then started to spread because of warming temperatures, but also just more transportation. And by the turn of the 21st century, it was a full-blown crisis. Bruno Maestri is the associate director of the Regional Health Agency for the Burgundy region, which is just north of Rhone Alps. Dijon is its capital. He says his agency started to really pay attention to ragweed 10 years ago. We're really on the border of where the plant is moving, he says, and we know we'll have the health problems in our region very soon. Soon, but not yet, and that makes it difficult to convince people in the region to do anything about ragweed.
La difficulté pour nous, c'est que on n'a pas vraiment beaucoup de malades.
The difficulty is that we don't have many sick people, he says. It's difficult to get people motivated to address what's essentially an invisible problem. For doctors, it's just an allergy. But Maestri says it can cost a lot of money. In the Rhone Alps region, ragweed allergies cost an estimated 15 to 20 million euros a year. Maestri says this includes the direct costs of medication, but it also has indirect effects.
L'absentéisme, la perte d'efficacité des gens.
Absenteeism, loss of efficiency, inattention, the drugs, antihistamines, make you drowsy, and their effect on people's work is not negligible. Currently, the health agency in Burgundy is trying to get local governments on board by wrapping up ragweed with the issue of biodiversity and dealing with invasive plants in general. This is where the Ragweed Observatory can help. It spends a lot of time explaining to people what the plant looks like, how it grows, and how to get rid of it. Rebecca Bilon talks about a bottom-up approach, training kids to recognize the plant, for example, getting local mayors on board.
There is an International Ragweed Day. It's the first Saturday of summer, so that's an occasion for a mayor, for example, to organize a big day of picking ragweed.
That works, but Bruno Chauvel says it can only go so far.
Because people say, okay, I'm okay to pull out the plants along this way, but not in the field, because the field belongs to the farmer, and the farmer has to do also the job.
Indeed, the most difficult people to convince are farmers. Ragweed eradication sends a mixed message to them. One of the most effective solutions against ragweed is herbicides, but farmers are being encouraged to use fewer of these chemicals, which affect water and biodiversity.
They don't understand why they have sometimes to do something, and sometimes they're absolutely to avoid to weed. Very confusing.
And of course, ragweed isn't found only in fields. Along riverbanks, for example, you're not allowed to use herbicides at all. So each area needs a different approach.
We are looking for people in each village who can be the driver of the fight against the plant.
You have to find like the most allergic person?
Yes, allergic person or just people who are interested by biodiversity.
You're not allergic to it?
No.
And are you?
No, I'm not. Not sure we would be able to work with ragweed if we were allergic.
Bruno Maestri of the Regional Health Agency is allergic.
Je suis allergique, oui.
He's found that those who are allergic are the easiest to convince.
Un certain nombre de décideurs en Rhône-Alpes qui étaient allergiques et qui ont donc...
A certain number of deciders in the Rhône-Alpes region were allergic, he says, and they push for plans to fight ragweed.
Il vaudrait mieux que ce soit des personnes très influentes...
It would be better if the more influential people in our region were allergic, he jokes. When it comes down to it, though, ragweed makes some people sick and involves a cost to public health. But of course, it doesn't kill anyone. Bruno Chauvel says that no one has died from ragweed, yet there are certainly people who've died from herbicides. And yet, the problem isn't that clear-cut.
When you are in front of a mother with a problem with the children, they want to kill the plants, they want herbicides. And so we have to convince that, okay, we have to do something, but we have also to protect the habitat. So it's complicated, in fact. If it was easy, there is no ragweed problem, in fact.
Back at the gravel quarry, Chauvel leads us down a small path into a flat area nearby that's full of ragweed plants.
The plants is everywhere. We have about 10,000 plants here.
A triangle of string marks out a patch of ground that's part of a European experiment, one of 63 sites from Georgia to France to track the plant.
We are counting the number of plants, and we are counting the seeds in the soil, and we try to understand the dynamic of the plants.
This is an ideal spot because the conditions are different each year.
The situation was completely different last year due to the rain.
What did it look like?
Water. Water here.
Up to your ankles?
Yes, yes.
So it's like a swamp?
Yes, yes, it was a swamp. So it's completely different. This plant is really able to survive in many, many, many different types of habitats.
And this is the beauty of the plant for Bruno Chauvel, the botanist, and the difficulty of the plant for Bruno Chauvel, the public health consultant. One way to approach ragweed would be to do nothing.
It could be a solution to say we have to wait and perhaps there will be after an equilibrium between plants and ragweed can perhaps disappear to be naturally controlled by the other plants.
And yet the models show this probably won't happen. Scientists recently used a computer to show that by 2050, rising temperatures will mean ragweed will be all over France. Chauvel says this is a real possibility, though he cautions against the study.
But in fact, it's just modelization. Climate cannot explain alone the spread of the plant, the changing of habitats, new crops, less herbicides, new agricultural techniques can also explain the spread or the regression of the plant.
Many things can affect it, yet he's sure that now is the time to do something about ragweed in areas where it's not fully implanted.
It's now that we can do something because there is no seed bank or very low seed bank.
A plant seed bank is the number of seeds that are in the ground.
In Rhône Valley, it's too late now because seed banks are very, very important. But in north of Dijon, if you try to control the plant during 5 years, for example, you can eradicate the population without environmental impacts.
Like global warming, the spread of ragweed in France is a problem that should be stopped before it has an impact, and the Ragweed Observatory is trying, in its own small way, to make that happen. Sarah Elzis, RFI in Dijon.